1 Kings chapter 10. And the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon in connection with the name of Jehovah, and came to prove him with enigmas. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bore spices and gold in very great abundance, and precious stones. And she came to Solomon and spoke to him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon explained to her all she spoke of. There was not a thing hidden from the king that he did not explain to her. And when the queen of Sheba saw all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the deportment of his servants, and the order of service of his attendants, and their apparel, and his cupbearers, and his ascent by which he went up to the house of Jehovah, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thine affairs and of thy wisdom, but I gave no credit to the words, until I came and mine eyes had seen. And behold, the half was not told me. In wisdom and prosperity thou exceedest the report that I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants who stand continually before thee, who hear thy wisdom. Blessed be Jehovah thy God, who delighted in thee, to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because Jehovah loves Israel forever, therefore did he make thee king, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and spices in very great abundance, and precious stones. There came no more such abundance of spices as those which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. And the fleet also of Hiram, which carried gold from Ophir, brought from Ophir sandalwood in very great abundance, and precious stones. And the king made of the sandalwood a balustrade for the house of Jehovah, and for the king's house, and harps and lutes for the singers. There came no such sandalwood, nor was there seen to this day. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatever she asked, besides what he gave her of the bounty of King Solomon. And she turned and went to her own land, she and her servants. And the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides what came by the dealers, and by the traffic of the merchants, and by all the kings of Arabia, and by the governors of the country. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. He applied 600 shekels of gold to one target, and 300 shields of beaten gold. He applied 3 minas of gold to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with refined gold. The throne had 6 steps, and the top of the throne was rounded behind, and there were arms on each side at the place of the seat, and 2 lions stood beside the arms, and 12 lions stood there on the one side and on the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of precious gold. None were silver, which was not of the least account in the days of Solomon. For the king had on the sea a Tarshish fleet, with the fleet of Hiram. Once in 3 years came the Tarshish fleet, bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon was greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and clothing and armor and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen, and he placed them in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedars he made as sycamores that are in the lowland for abundance. And the exportation of horses that Solomon had was from Egypt. A caravan of the king's merchants fetched a drove of horses at a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And so they brought them by their means, for all the kings of the Hittites, and for the kings of Syria.